This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. And as always, you got Jeremy Lopez with you today. So I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me again today for this beautiful week. And I'll tell you, I love January. It just brings such a new feeling, a new start, a new refreshing of hitting the refresh button for a brand new year. And I wanted to talk today basically about where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And the reason why is because I really wanted to sort of help you guys in the sense of really knowing what to do. And once again, you guys know me, I'm not a big political person, and so we're just going to touch on that just for a moment, but not stay there. All right, so I know everybody's saying amen. Well, the good thing about this is this, because I know recently, you know, during the inauguration, which actually happened yesterday, I know sometimes it's hard for people to really sit here and say, you know, what do I do? Maybe the guy that I wanted to, you know, to win, you know, maybe Trump, you know, didn't win, you know, what, well, I'm discouraged, what do I do? You know, there's prophecies out there, you know, or maybe you're happy Biden won, I don't know. But here's the key thing, and to me, honestly, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because simply of the fact that, you know what, I keep my head in the clouds, you know, with knowing where I'm seated in heavenly places. And so I don't let this world trouble me, because the system is always going to change every 4 years or 8 years. Amen. And so, you know what something might, what someone might not like today, next day they might be in love with. You know, maybe shirt you love when you bought it at the store yesterday, you know what, in 3 months you're probably not going to wear it anymore, right? And so times change, folks, and things change. And I wanted to sort of talk about this today just for a couple of minutes, because I know some people are devastated, and the only reason why they're devastated about maybe the outcome or anything else is simply because of the fact they're putting too much faith in the system of the world. And I want you just to sort of just think about that for a moment. I want you to evaluate yourself just for a moment and think about that. Just sort of ponder on it, meditate on it, like David said, sort of Selah on that for a moment. If something troubles you that bad, because maybe your guy won or didn't win. And here's the thing, it's not about even not winning, it's also about winning as well. Doesn't mean you can't be excited about things, you know, or you can't be bothered by maybe, you know, your sister's upset or your neighbor's upset or whatever about anything, about church or family or relationship. Doesn't mean you can't care. We're all called to care. We're all called to love. But I want to sort of evaluate this for a moment, and that is this. I want everyone to hear me. I want to say this. If something bothers you because maybe you feel like your world has been shaken, let's say, for example, if someone was to say, you know, oh my gosh, Trump didn't win, and your mind's automatically going to go through, but some of the prophets, definitely not all, but some of the prophets said they're going to win, you know, he's going to win, and what do I do with that, and I was fighting, and I was doing this, and now I'm discouraged. Here's the key thing. If you feel that way, I want you, because I love you, I want you to sort of look at that for a moment. I want you to analyze in your spirit that feeling, okay? So everyone do this for me for a moment. If you're looking at your life right now and you're thinking, gosh, I feel like anxious, there's like anxiety there, Jeremy, and I'm just questioning why. So here's the key thing I want you to understand. Do you know one thing in life coaching I teach is the why, when, hows, and whys? Is it the when, where, hows, and whys really do not always add up? And they don't always answer everything. And the question of saying to yourself, oh, why didn't he win? But the prophet said this, and so on. That's why, if you notice, I stay out of politics. Because I never one time said Trump would win. Never. Never said Biden would win. And the only reason why is because, you know what? As a prophet, I want to be loyal and faithful and not sort of, for lack of better words, prostitute myself out to the system of this world that I know is subject to change, and it will change. Because guess what? We're all changing, right? To some degree. We're all evolving into more to be like Christ, or maybe we're evolving into pulling away from Christ. I mean, you know, backsliding, whatever word you want to call it. But I want you to sit down for a moment and think about this. If you are that person, why this God, but this God, I want you to stop and think just for a moment. First of all, how is that making you feel about your relationships towards your family? How is it making you feel with your friends? How is it making you feel with your neighbors? How do you, you know, how this anxiety, this frustration, you know what, may never be answered for you. You might say, well, maybe I need to make a conclusion. This is what people do. I've got to make a conclusion. And that is, A, my conclusion is, I'm not going to trust prophets ever again, because obviously they didn't fall through and it didn't happen. Or maybe you find yourself saying the idea of, you know, Well, you know what? It never happened, and so, you know, maybe there's a reason for this. Maybe because he's going to run in 4 years, or maybe because, you know, they didn't hear God properly with whatever, or however you want to say it. Or maybe God meant something else when he told all these prophecies, and maybe they didn't know how to interpret it properly. Here's the key thing. If that's you, let me ask you this question. Is it really doing you any good to find out? Think about that. If Biden won, or Trump won, or Trump was defeated, or Biden was defeated, look at yourself. Look at your beautiful self for a moment. And I say beautiful because you are. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful person. You're a creation of God. Look at yourself just for a moment and say this. Does it really affect you? Is it going to make a difference within your love towards your children and your mom and dad, or your wife or your husband? Is it going to affect your job? You know, unless you work in D.C. But is it going to affect your job? You know, are you still going to go to work the same way you did, you know, when Trump was in office, or Obama was in office, or Bush was in office? Are you still going to go in office the same time? You're still going to have lunch the same time you always do? You see what I'm saying? Here's the key things we have to remember, folks. What is truly important to me? What is truly important to you? Do you know what I always say? If something like that troubles you that bad, and you feel like this is my mission, my agenda, to make sure that so-and-so wins the president of the United States, here's the key thing. Question yourself. Is that really your mission? Is it really, really, really your call? Here's why I say this to you. Because the calls of God, I want everybody to think about this for a moment. When you have a call of God upon your life, what is that call of God upon your life? Notice how I said call of God. Call of God. Because you know what? Your call of God means to expand God in consciousness. Expand God within your life. What do I mean when I say expand God in consciousness? Just basically means, you know, push out all the negativity in your mind and take on the renewed mind of Christ. Let your consciousness be that where you're saturated with the beauty and the holiness and the love of Jesus. That's what's beautiful about life. And I know I sort of got off track a couple of weeks about not talking about the power of attraction, because I live, eat it, and sleep it all day long. And I do throw that in there every once in a while. But for those of you who are like, oh man, Jeremy's talking about this stuff for this month, just flow with me for a moment. Because you know what? So many people right now need to be healed, and they need to know what to do with where they are in their life. And so when you say, where do I go from here, Jeremy? Here's what you do. You go nowhere. Stay where you are. You continue life as usual, and as you've normally done. Because the truth is, folks, presidents make decisions, but you know what? They get vetoed all the time. They can try to make decisions, and you know what? It has to go through the Senate, and you've got a Senate, House of Representatives, and you've got like the Supreme Court on things and issues. But the truth is this. All that really doesn't affect you, you know? We've got to learn to keep our eyes on the prize of the high call. And let me explain this to you. If you feel that's your mission, your calling, here's what I would say to you. If it is your mission to make sure somebody wins the presidential election, okay, then a call should never make you full of anxiety. And I want you to think about that. A call should never put worry on you. And the reason why, because God's gifts and callings are without repentance. And what that means is this. It means when I put something upon you, says the Lord, when God puts something upon you in that moment, do you think he's going to say, and along with this gift, along with this calling, it's going to come anxiety and worry and frustration and why, when, how, and you know, where, you know, No. You know what? God would never put those upon a person. So when I hear people say, I don't understand, I'm frustrated, and I hear people all the time, like not all the time, but maybe one or two sporadically, will sound so hyped up. I don't get it. I don't understand. And all of a sudden I'm once about to say, chill. Hey man, take a chill pill. Like really, calm down, you know? And the reason why is because that shows me that you're not in your right element. You're not in your true call. Because the call of God will always come with peace that surpasses your natural understanding. Basically, what that says is this. What you don't understand and what you do understand, you will always have a smile on your face. You won't be perfect, but you'll always have a smile on your face and you'll always be at peace. Because the calling of God and the gifts of God that operate in you should never and will never, I'm going to go as far as even saying will never make you anxious. And when you're anxious and you're upset, guess what? Toxins are released in your body. So does God's gifts and callings bring forth toxic poison to be released in your body? Not at all. So people ask me, where do I go from here, Jeremy? Here's where you go. You go back to living your life. You know, I've realized in my life, folks, that if I'm seated in heavenly places and I have supposedly have the mind of Christ, and you know what? this world shouldn't even concern me. It shouldn't bother me. I'm here to initiate the kingdom that's within me to people. And what is that kingdom value? Let's go back. Let's digress for a moment. So if people say it's the kingdom agenda to make sure we get the right president, it's a kingdom agenda. Well, then what's the kingdom? What is the kingdom of God? The Bible defines it as this, and this only. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you don't have joy with your calling, that what you feel is your kingdom agenda to deal with the president, deal with the government, then you know what? Then it's not kingdom, folks. And you might say, well, what about righteousness? We got to have righteousness in this country. Well, first of all, you got to define what righteousness means. Righteousness is not as different from holiness. Righteousness is letting you know it means right standing with God, which guess what? It means you. You. Your job is not to make other people righteous or right standing. In other words, it's not your job to make people stand, rightly stand in their call, rightly stand before God in the full adjustment of where they need to be. It's not your job. If the kingdom of God is righteousness, which means right standing, that means your job is to make sure that you're working on yourself, you're pulling the plank out of your own eye, and you are right standing in your anointing, your call, your position, and if you are, you will find peace that will surpass so much anxiety, you won't even realize you have anxiety because you won't. Are you with me? So it's righteousness and peace. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when people might say to me, oh, I'm so frustrated. My agenda, my mission was this with President Trump or this with President Biden. The truth is, I want somebody to say, I can't judge you, but I will say that's not biblical. Because according to the man who died for me in the New Testament, is the only guy I follow, by the way, according to him, it's that power of understanding that the kingdom of God in the New Testament are those three elements. And if those three elements, if you're not producing fruit in the joy, producing fruit within your peace, producing fruit with you standing and keeping an eye on yourself as opposed to everyone else, then you know what? You won't find yourself at a place where you're polarizing, you know, every other person and the party, and you're not, and you won't bring forth the division of saying, if you're a Christian, you're a Republican. Democrats are not Christian. You know, when you begin to bring forth that horrible feeling of separation, which is not your job, period, or anybody else's job, then you realize, you know what, I'm not in my call, because none of that has anything to do with the kingdom. The kingdom of God has nothing to do with me saying, if you're a Christian, you do this. That's not my job, folks, and it never has been, never will be. But I tell you what my job is. My job is actually to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge Him, love people, and say, hey, you know what, a little down because the guy I voted for, you know, didn't win. Or maybe you're like, hey, the guy I voted for did win. Either way, folks, let me tell you something. Let it be, and compartmentalize that in your mind to say, that's so small. It is so small. Because what Jesus told me to focus on is the Him and the me. In other words, Him with inside of me to make sure I'm checking my own life out. I'm right standing. I'm pulling the plank out of my eye. Those are the things that kingdom of God says. And I have such a peace to know. I don't care if Ronald McDonald won president. I really don't. I'm fine with that. You know why? Because they don't rule my world. My sphere of influence is based on what I am influencing that is within my world, not everyone else's world. I'm not responsible for everyone's world. I'm responsible for my sphere of influence, my metron, on how I can influence it for the kingdom's sake, not for some agenda in the world system that is going to fall to pieces at any given moment. So folks, walk away with that today. You deserve that. You owe it yourself to respect yourself enough to walk away and let it go. Let go and let God, the old saying says, all right? Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you for always tuning in. You guys are truly part of our family here. I want to encourage each and every one of you, sign up for our Book of the Month program. You guys need these books. You'll love them and it'll help you grow, all right? So as always, go and create your day the way that you want it to look and to be, because God has already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.